This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
There's been a lot of debate recently around the government's proposed nationwide ban on sunbeds in Ireland. Public health officials, including the Minister of State for Public Health and the Chief Medical Officer, say no level of sunbed use is safe and that a ban is necessary to reduce skin cancer rates. But those working within the industry strongly disagree. The Sunbed Association of Ireland, which represents regulated sunbed businesses across the country, says an outright ban could actually do more harm than good, pushing tanning underground into unsafe and unregulated environments. To talk through both the concerns and the counter-arguments, I'm joined now by Melissa Griffin, owner of Dark Tanning Studio in Carlowtown and a member of the Sunbed Association of Ireland, who's campaigning against the proposed ban. Melissa, thanks so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. Can you first of all outline what the proposed sunbed ban would mean in practice for businesses like yours and the customers across Ireland?
So for us, like, the proposed ban that's in place, like, we've been running our salon for nearly 8 years, just coming on 8 years now in February. I've worked in the industry approximately nearly 16 years. And just here in the overall, like, we have 7 staff members. So it's a family run business. It's just going to be so dramatic. Like, it's so drastic for all the families. Like, we have, you know, mothers with children and just all families together. It's just going to be totally life-changing, to be honest, because a lot of people, like myself, I've been in this industry a long time, and you give everything to it, and it's just kind of heartbreaking to feel that we're just getting all tarnished with the one brush, that the regulations that are already in place are just not being fully fulfilled. Because there is, like, Ireland has the strictest regulations in Europe as it is, so we can't understand why we're getting this ban is even coming to talks, because if the regulations that are already there that are the strictest in Europe are not being fulfilled, why do we have to go ahead for a ban if they're not doing, you know, what's already meant to be there? We just feel like we're all just getting tired with the one brush, and it's not really fair.
On that, you know, you were saying there about being tarnished with all the one brush and people perhaps not meeting the proper regulations.
Yeah.
It is true, though, at the same time that the Minister of State for Public Health and the Chief Medical Officer have both said that no level of sunbed use is safe. How would you respond to that?
So, like, when you go to a regulated, like, especially TSA members, when you go to a regulated tanning salon, the UV output is the same as the Mediterranean sun. This is what a lot of companies, especially when you're going to correct suppliers, and you do your homework and make sure that you are using companies that are registered and regulated and that they are given the correct equipment. We can't speak for everybody. Like, we pride ourselves on being part of the Sunbed Association because they're great. They're there for us to give us all the guidelines and to ensure that we're using the correct bulbs and the correct equipment, to make sure that the across the board that we're doing things properly. And like I say, once you're using the 0.3, which is the regulated European standard, that gives out the same UV as the sunshine, do you know? So we get this information from the Sunbed Association, so they guide us through a lot of things.
They're arguing as well, the Sunbed Association, that the research informing the proposed ban is outdated. Can you explain what issues you have scientifically, I suppose, with that, with the scientific evidence that are being that's being proposed there?
Well, I suppose a lot of things, like, we've had a lot of meetings and discussions, obviously, since this has come into play. So they're arguing the fact is that a lot of the things are not studies that have been done recent. And they're saying there's no medical link between a sunbed and obviously melanoma, they're saying, because melanoma is something that I suppose it takes years for this to become a thing, whereas it's just been, basically, you'll have, you know, maybe someone's used sunbed once and then that's just been used as the cause of maybe that, you know, unfortunately somebody may have got some melanoma or something, but just the sunbed has been the thing that they're just saying that's what did that, you know, whereas the research is not there to prove these things, you know.
The WHO now, though, they've classified sunbeds as a group 1 carcinogen. And also, it has been said by the HSE as well that the sunbed use is strongly linked to melanoma, which is the most dangerous type of skin cancer. Obviously, they're very big, very reputable organisations responsible for health to come out. So I can, you know, I'm sure you can understand that.
Absolutely.
Obviously,
I think it's, I think the thing there is the, it's like everything in moderation. People just, you have to go to a reputable salon where the staff are trained that you're not allowed to abuse things, that you're doing correct times, you're doing the correct procedures, following all the HSE, because we follow all the HSE guidelines. So we're proud on doing that, you know. We do follow, we do understand, obviously, that people have concerns, but we follow everything the way the HSE is telling us to follow. You know, you're, when people come in, you're doing, you're giving them like a consultation, basically, to ensure, and there is people who can't tan. And, you know, sometimes I suppose there might be just a bit of a wire being crossed where somebody, people, maybe not everywhere does what we do. You know, we can kind of only speak for ourselves, but it is, it's becoming an overall thing, whereas we pride ourselves on following all regulations that we've been told. And I mean, for years and years, you know, we've followed everything that we've been told. But unfortunately, I suppose not everybody does.
We've heard comparisons at the minute with countries like Australia, where bans there allegedly led to increased home sunbed use.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? What lessons do Ireland need to take from that should they decide to go forward with the ban before they make that decision?
I think the lesson learned there is that a ban is going to just drive it underground, which is what's happened in Australia. I've heard it firsthand from a client, a hair client. I have a multi-salon, so we have different services, who lives in Australia and has actually told me, I was just doing a blow dry, we were just chatting, and she said it was easy to get go on a sunbed, that they might just have it named as something else, or, you know, a salon might have a different name and they can walk in, but you know it's there. And it's still offered, but it's not, they're not being regulated at all then. So this is the fear that we would have, that it would drive it underground, where there's, so the regulations that we're all following now as standard from the HSE won't be looked at all, because you'll have nobody actually coming and checking, do you know?
Just touching again on those regulations, just if we could actually focus on that for a minute, because I know you've brought on some of the things that you guys do and that you upkeep with. I imagine this is under the Public Health Sunbeds Act of 2014. What actually is done checks-wise and protections? What are provided before somebody uses a sunbed?
So we have the health warning sheet. So we go through that with each person that comes in. They sign to say that they're okay to go ahead. They're given all the public health information straight away. We'll do like a quick consultation with them. We'll ask them like what skin type they are. Well, we know what skin type they are, just how they tan in the natural sun, because we have to get a basis, as we'll generally know by someone's skin when we see them. You know, you can figure out if they're going to be able to tan or not. But we can't just say no from the get-go. We have to do a little bit of research to see, can they tan in the natural sun? If somebody doesn't tan at all, sometimes you'll have somebody saying, no, I don't tan, then they're just not going to be a sunbed user. There's no point. And we just don't advise them to use it. We just go through the eye protection. It's standard European eye protection that they have to use. We give that to each client. We'll advise lotions. We'll advise them on what way to use their minutes. We'll always advise people start low. They don't jump through minutes. They can't jump like a couple of minutes at a time. And we're all trained, and all of our staff are, we know all the regulations, and we all just follow the same thing across the board.
I'm sure that you are aware, as I have said myself, but also I'm sure you've been seeing all about it in the upcoming to this proposed ban, that public health figures are showing skin cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland.
Yeah.
International bodies have classified sunbeds, as I said, as a carcinogenic, and say that early use significantly increases melanoma risks. Risks seem to be very prevalent with this. How do you think it should be managed then? Because I know that you've said you'd prefer, as the association has said, it would prefer to work in harmony with the HSE. What would a compromise solution look like to you?
I think the Sunbed Association's idea is great, that it would work in harmony with it. So the Sunbed Association have their own guidelines as well as the HSE guidelines. So you're kind of double guidelines, if that makes sense, where you have to order to be a member, you have to go work to their standards, and it's a very high standard. All the regulations have to be followed by them and HSE. So I just think sometimes it's great to just have a double there's quite a lot of salons. It might be they might find it difficult to get to all these places all the time. Maybe do more regular checks on places. Like we've had our checks and, you know, we've always got on great, thank God. But it's just to ensure that all these things are just being followed. And I just think what we're hearing from our clients a lot is that it's an adult choice. They feel because it's an over 18 service, it's an adult choice. And they we might have people who come in, you know, and it's not always about the tan either. Sometimes it's just a feel good factor. You might have people who might just suffer with little skin blemishes and things that they want and they find really, really work for them. So they're quite concerned as to how it's going to affect how their even their mental health is going to be after it, because it can make people very conscious if they're suffering with skin conditions. And this is maybe something that works for them, but on a in a regulated salon in moderation, do you know? But one big thing we are hearing is that it's an adult choice. And once the regulations are in place, every salon should be following them. And then it's up to the adult, I suppose, to make their own decision whether they want to do it or not.
If the ban does go ahead, what impact, you speak of impacts there for clients, what impact is that going to have on businesses like yours, particularly outside of the major cities?
So I presume we'd close. Like it's a massive, like it's a massive part of our business is ran around tanning. And it's really upsetting when it comes to it, because you work so, so hard and you follow everything that we're told to by the HSE from the get-go. And it's just really hard. You just feel like, I don't know, you feel like you're being punished, even though you're trying to do absolutely everything you possibly can that we've been told. And then there'll be massive job losses. Like most of our staff are with us since we opened. It'll just be absolutely devastating, to be honest.
Have you given any thoughts to a plan B at the minute, if that ban does go through, on how you would have to try and pivot a business model, I suppose, to keep yourselves open in any capacity?
I suppose we're lucky in one sense that we are a multi-salon, so we do offer other services. But having the tanning area part, like I say, it's a huge part of our business. That being gone would be still quite detrimental to us, to be honest. We would definitely have staff cuts, if not everybody gone. And it's very scary, actually. When you do think about it, it's very scary because, you know, other people's livelihoods is going to be destroyed. We have people with mortgages, small kids, families, and this is what they know. This is what they've done. This is what they thrive to do, that they pride themselves on doing. And they've worked so hard to do to their best standards. And it'll just be taken from them. It's very hard.
Well, Melissa, I really appreciate you joining me on iRadio's group chat this evening to give that counter argument. And I wish you all of the best. And I'm sure we will chat with you again on the show.
No problem. Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.